Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, ye dry bones, tonight's show is going to be so simple that even the blind will be able to see. Shows that those of you who do not participate, you're going to download this one. Guaranteed. You are going to download this one. Thank you. It's Wednesday night. We have a lot of things going on. We have a special guest. For those of you who don't know, we have the former Congressman James Trafficant out of Ohio, Democrat. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I want to thank those who put this show together because I couldn't do it without you. I want to thank first my brother, Tony from People Choice Mobile Detail and Pressure Washing out there in Tampa. Y'all get your car washed by this brother here. He does special details, and he is concerned about your car. So let me just say that, and those of you who know, I need protection tonight because we're going to be talking about what this individual said in the Congress. But before I do that, you know I have to get myself into the spirit of protection. In order to do that, I must go to the spirit of Maya, because this brother did demonstrate truth. He demonstrated truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness based off of the true principles of morality. So I want to thank those who are with me. I want to thank Credit Man, who also out there, who brought this to fruition, and all those of you in Tampa. I want to encourage the sisters who is running for, because this is her type of show. This is for you, Irene Cage, running for the seat up in St. Petersburg for the school board. I want to tell the sisters who are running the show tomorrow for Hidden Colors, you should be listening well, because this is a 17-year veteran of the United States Congress. And when you find out what he has done, which no other has done, I want y'all to understand that. No other has done that. I want to bring Credit Man in here, too, so I can have it. Hold on, let me make sure you're out there. Credit Man, stay with me. You out there, Credit Man? Credit Man, you hear me? 8848. 8848, I see you out there. Anyway, we're going to keep that going. But I just want to say that because in bringing this brother out for what he has done, he has participated in the Maya, but now maybe he didn't even know it. I don't know. But he went before. Y'all get your pens and pencils out, because see, I've been saying it. Many others have been saying it. But you're going to hear from somebody who's been there in the trenches on that floor. Let me just say this. There's a whole lot of talk about what's going to happen to America. This particular speech was March 17th, 1993. It's volume 33. Listen to what I just said. Volume 33, page H1303. When this particular congressman got up before the Congress and said, from Ohio, Republicans, Dane Tropican, and I'm not going to read the whole speech. I'm going to read different paragraphs because I told him to bring him on around the 9:20 and 9:25 range. So he's only going to give us over a little half hour, but maybe he might feel generous and give us more. But he's said this speech. This is 93, y'all, so hope y'all, many of you who are in the know, understand what he did. He went before the whole, now this is on C-SPAN. It was. Some of it's not still on there, but it's on C-SPAN. And he said, Mr. Speaker, we are now in Chapter 11. Members of the Congress are officials of the organization of any bankruptcy in the world history. The U.S. government, we are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. That's paragraph one. Paragraph two, I'm not going to read, but paragraphs pieces so y'all can get together on what we're going with. And I highlight them. You can get this speech also on drybonesconnection.com. And I'd like to thank also, before I go any further, I'll be wrong, I want to thank Dave, who most graciously hooked us up from America Free Press. Go to AmericaFreePress.com, everybody. You will see a different perspective of news of people who are actually on the coattails of these people. You will see a whole different type of news. I've also been on there. Believe me, I have always witnessed it. Ron Paul, different congressional leaders have been on there. You must listen to what both sides are saying, but that is one of the few places that I do frequent is AmericaFreePress.com. Now, thank you, Dave, for graciously setting this up, because without you, it probably would not have happened. Thank you so much. Hope you are listening. Now, third paragraph. He goes on to say, on the floor, everybody, that the United States federal government has been dissolved by Emergency Banking Act on March 9, 1933, declared by, you know who, Roosevelt. And he goes on to say, H.R.J. R 92, 73rd Congress, session June the 5th, 1933. Now, y'all can go look this. Y'all heard this all on, this is all over the internet. But he was there, and he's the only one who said this. I'm going to go to paragraph 3. He said, gold and silver was such a powerful money during the founding of the United States of America. The founding fathers declared that gold and silver coins can be money in America. Now, this is crucial. I'm going to hit on that. That's crucial because this was done by consensus of people who may not had everybody in mind at the time. Federal Reserve notes, unsigned checks, written in closed account. Federal Reserve notes are inflatable paper systems designed to create debt through inflation, devalue currency whenever there is an increase of supply of money substituted in the economy without corresponding increase. This is what it said, without corresponding increase in gold or silver backing, inflation occurs. That was what he said. Goes to a few other ones. Make sure we get everybody, all this in perspective. Inflation. This is what he said now, and this is part of what he said. Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. Remember, all the Congress is listening, everybody, to this. This is on C-SPAN in 1993. Okay, so all paid by whoever's little kid at that time who's on the radio now, you had no idea that this was said, meaning our foreparents were listening to this too. Go to part P. He says, gold and silver, barter, or a commodity. That's that. We'll go to the next part. He goes up and to say on this part, this is crucial, everybody. You have heard many of us say it, but I guess it doesn't make sense to somebody who sat in the trenches say it. He said the Federal Reserve System is based on canon law and the principle of sovereignty protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, the international bankers use the canon law trust, that's the QB trust, in which the Pope wears that triple crown. Federal Reserve, maritime insurance underwriters, federal United States operating exclusively under maritime law. This was in the minutes of this congressional reading. Lenders and underwriters bear the risk of maritime law compelling specific performances and paying the interest and premiums on the same. This is what he said. Now, I'm not even going to go into that. We'll talk about that after he's finished because that has a lot to do with amity law, walking on water. And we'll know that if some people did walk on water, but we ain't going to go there at this moment. And he says, the Hippocratic, all properties, hypothetically, all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserves, which the trustees or stockholders have legal title, the United States citizens, tenant, and franchisee, which registered as the beneficiaries of the trust via his birth certificate, hers, his or hers, Federal Reserve, United States, hypothetically, all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their subjects of the 14th Amendment, United States citizens to the Federal Reserve System. Somehow this pledge had to be given, and he's going to probably have to explain it, but I'm not going to leave me. Then it goes on to say, this is going on for over 80 years without informed knowledge of the American people, without a voice protecting loud enough. Now it's easy to grasp why America fundamentally is bankrupt. I'm almost near the end. I'm reading not the whole thing. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm taking pieces that were crucial in that paragraph. And what you reap, you will sow is responsibility in the spirit. But you do come back. America has become completely bankrupt in the world. Leadership, financially, credit, and his reputation for courage, vision, and human rights. This is an undeclared economic war, bankruptcy, economic slavery of the most corrupt order. Then he goes on to say, finally, wake up America, take back your country. We have to ask what he meant by that. And then it says, United States Congressional Records, March 17, 1993, volume 33, H1303. That's awesome. And I think tonight, before I bring him in, which I will bring him in shortly, I told him down at the bottom of the hour, I'm setting the stage for him. At the time, in 1993, no one piggybacked or assisted in the clarification of what he was saying. Not one. Meaning that that area has corrupted all its politicians based off of what is to be talked about tonight when they enter into the federal zone. The federal zone is like no other. Washington, D.C. citizens do not have any voice whatsoever, and they are happy as slaves. Matter of fact, they're too happy. So we need to let everybody know that when we bring this brother on, y'all need to take time to listen to everything he is saying. And everything means taking notes. Get your pen and pencils out. This is a brother who's been in there. I got Credit Man. Credit Man, before we bring him in, you know a little bit about the... Are you out there, Credit Man?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah, man. Yes, okay. I hear you quite well. So, and make sure you keep the noise down so we can make sure everybody hear you. Yeah, you've been involved in this struggle. You've been in the trenches as well. And
yeah,
that speech to me... After seeing all that said, that's not all that said. I just picked out parts. Kind of means that he got no support from the Congressional Black Caucus whatsoever.
No, he didn't. And he can say that as well, but I'm sure he didn't. Based on our perspective, he didn't get any support from the Black Caucus.
Yeah,
but I would like to say, go ahead. Okay, well, I would like to say that I would strongly encourage that people on this call subscribe to the American Free Press, because I've been reading this thing for about 5 or 6 years now. And also there's a book out that Michael Collins Piper, who is a great writer for the American Free Press, especially exposing the Jewish conspiracy, he wrote a book on target called Target Trafficking, book specifically on Congressman ex-representative trafficking experiences in Congress and et cetera. So the book is called Target Trafficking, The Untold Story by Michael Collins Piper. And Michael Collins Piper is a writer for the American Free Press as well.
Exactly, because actually, man, I've been reading that for so long myself, man. That's Tucker, who first really exposed Bilderberg, which it was a hotel call at an event in the Scandinavia area. He'll be able to discuss that. He put that together for a long time. A lot of people don't realize these people traveled around with this elite and exposed them. These are real whistleblowers. It's like we had that show called Whistleblowers. We would never know these things without them. We would never know them. And he took
That's
a
right.
long time and put all the paperwork together and exposed that. And I think he was just James, former congressman, was just saying that he was there exposing it as well, because it was in Europe this time. Let me ask you before we bring him on, because he said we're going to bring him at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
You know, he mentioned this conspiracy with the Khazar. Now, I'm telling everybody, you know how we did with Dry Bones Connection. We know that Jewish is a symbolism, but the Khazars are running a lot of the mercantile law in America. Mm-hmm. And you've been saying that in so many ways, and so does a lot of the speakers. Give your perspective on when you first found out about it. It did not surprise you at all. It just common sense in so many ways.
Exactly. And some people can refer to it as the Khazars. And I would tell people to reference the book, The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler, if you want to get in detail about who the Khazars are, because these are actually the Ashkenazi Jews, or the Jews that adopted the religion of Judaism in the 7th to the 11th century, but have carried out the same tactics of controlling currencies as the Jews have. That's why a lot of times I believe that the people that reference this material and write material on it say the Jews, because it's a phrase that everybody's familiar with. Everybody's not familiar with Khazar. But nevertheless, that is a true statement there, or what you said about the Khazars. But get the book, The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler, and that will break down this whole Khazar definition and give us a better perspective of this so-called Jewish conspiracy. But in saying that, I'd also like to say that a lot of the stuff that I come on this show talking about, I get a lot of my information from the American Free Press, The Ugly Truth, and from the American Free Press, that there are a lot of great authors. Now, Jim Trafficking, our representative, ex-representative Jim Trafficking, has been writing an ongoing articles in there for the last, I think, 2 to 3 years. He'll be able to expound on that when he comes on. But I've been following his articles and Michael Collins Piper, who wrote the book on him. But Michael Collins Piper, who writes for the American Free Press ever since it was called, I believe, The Spotlight, and he's got a ton of material on this as well. But Congressman, ex-representative Trafficking is a hero to me because of his courageous stance based on all the other congressmen out there, I mean, that are spineless, that have never brought this type of information to light. Now, there's another book I'd like to mention, and I hope Congressman or ex-representative Trafficking can say something on it. It's called by Paul Finley, who is a congressman as well, They Dare to Speak Out. And he goes and explains a lot of the people that have been targeted for trying to expose elements of the same thing that Trafficking has been talking about in Congress. And like Jim Fulbright, George Ann Geyer, Paul McCloskey, Sheila Scoville, Miriam Ward, James Ennis, and even Jesse Jacko Jackson. But he does some good at times. I'm so glad that you are doing this show tonight, because we have had the discussions on this IRS, and everybody knows my viewpoints of this IRS. And when we had the discussion a couple weeks ago, just me alone is not going to do it. But if we can go in numbers, like Tony and I think Akilah had brought forth, if we can go in numbers, we can put a dent in this. The bottom line is, I have no problem with paying a federal income tax if it's going to serve the interests of the people. Unfortunately, that's not what it's doing. It's not going to serve the interests of us. It's counterproductive, and we are financing our own enslavement. That's why I'm so adamant about it. And I know some people disagree with me on my individual stance, but nevertheless, this would be a stance that we all can participate in. I encourage everybody to get involved in this Project Freedom USA.
I can go on and on, but I don't want to dominate the show here. We're going to let him go on. I'm about to bring him in at 9:25 with 2 more minutes. I'm going to bring him on in here. I'm setting it up right now. I got the caller, all you online. Even if you need to email or take this show and send it to people who need clarification on what has happened as far as the bankruptcy of the United States. And he's absolutely right. But sometimes we have to have, in order to have a thinking group of people, it's okay, man, for you to have that thought, because it makes us have to see if you're right. See, that's the key to this, y'all. When people talk, see if they're right. That way you can confirm their validity. And, of course, he wouldn't be on here if he didn't have a valid validity. So you're doing your thing, brother. Keep it up.
All right.
Like I say before, I'm a key this in. I'm a make it hot. So this when y'all don't realize that, and we're gonna give him 2 more minutes.
Hey, let me say one other thing too.
Hold on. He went to jail.
I will.
He went to jail. Everybody, he went to jail because they came at him so hard. I'm only reading pieces. When you read the whole thing, they came on him so hard. They brought up stuff that didn't even make sense to what he went to do. And because he got lynched personally, and we all look at him because, hey, he might be a white guy to some of us. But I'm going to tell you, you got to listen to all peoples in this game. And went to jail for 7 years. Once released, he went on every television show. Greta, Hardball, Hannity, you name it. But tonight, we get a chance to have him on the Dry Bones Connection because he took it from his time. Now, go ahead. While I'm dialing in, man, go ahead and make your point, Freddie, man. I'm going to dial his number right now.
Okay. Yeah, what I want to say, first of all, I want to give a special thanks to Brother Tony. We call him the detail man, mobile detailing. But, Tony, I sent this article to Tony and a few others the other night after reading it. And Tony's the one that was really instrumental in making that contact between Brother Dry Bones and them. So, I don't want to take the credit for that. Brother Tony's the one that looked at that article and said, we're going to get this guy on the show.
Yeah,
so I really appreciate
Brother
Tony.
That's right. That's why I said, choice deeds, mobile detailing. That brother on top of things, y'all. On top of it.
That's it.
Y'all go there. Brother Tony, let me give his number because he has washed cars in front of me. He's good. 813-526-4426. Those of you in the Tampa and St. Pete area, patronize this brother because guess what? He's a Dry Bones connection making it happen. Let's dial. Keep on talking, brother.
Okay. Also, I got to be totally self-critical because he was just in town here in Tampa on June the 2nd and June the 3rd, and I missed the call. Oh, somebody's phone's ringing. But I missed the event.
Hold on. That's Jim. Here we go. Okay. We got Jim coming.
Hello.
This former Congressman Jim Trafficant?
Yes, it is.
All right. We got you connected to the Dry Bones Connection, man. Appreciate you taking your time out, man, for coming on our radio and expressing what you've been through. I hope you realize we don't take this lightly because, like I explained to the people earlier, you've been on multitudes of shows, your 17 years of service in the U.S. Congress, and your historic speech on that bankruptcy of America is something that we should all thank you for because not one of them has come to the rescue to make sure that you were telling the truth, and we know now where we're at. So thank you for coming on, and I hope you just take it where you need to go, brother, with this because our people are in need of all this knowledge. So
I appreciate
What made you first make that speech? That's what I want to know. What made you make that speech?
Well, number one, it's a matter of fact. And it's laid out, and I've never been contested on it by the government or anyone, although I sure as hell was targeted for it. But the main thing is I was the number one target of American Israel Public Affairs Committee. I'm the congressman who proved that the retired auto worker from Cleveland, John Demjanjuk, was not Ivan the Terrible. Now, that man was extradited to Israel. He was tried and convicted and sentenced to death for mass murder, and I proved he was innocent and went over there and brought him home. Now, you know it isn't easy to take somebody off a death row, but the facts that I had were so strong, the Israeli Supreme Court called me in my hotel room in Jerusalem and said, he'll be delivered to you at Tel Aviv Airport, take him home. The bottom line is, though, that I want all your listeners to listen to this, is the documents that I got and the proof that I got to show that not only he wasn't guilty, but who Ivan really was, came from the Justice Department whistleblowers. They knew that man wasn't guilty. And as soon as I was put in prison here about 12 years ago, they tried him again for some other trumped-up charges, said he lied on his immigration papers and convicted him over there in Germany. And he did lie in his immigration paper. All of those Ukrainians that come over here from the Soviet Army lied because if they'd have gone back, they'd have been put in front of a firing squad and shot. And this was a damn shame. So all I want to say to you is this. I was put in prison with no evidence because they had to get rid of me. But I stood my ground. I did my time. I could have got out in 6 months. All I had to do is say I was guilty and it'll let me go. And I told them to shove their pardon up their assets. That's the way it is. I'm just an American citizen, just a son of a truck driver. I'm a mongrel, got every kind of blood in me. And I'm just regular guy. But I've seen what happened to our country. I'm sickened that there are so many people who can't get work, can't make a living, have nothing to do but basically hit the streets and try and survive. We've got a hell of a mess here, and no one's really dealing with it. And we're this big, bad superpower, but we have private international bankers handling and controlling our money. Now, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that statement. We have private bankers controlling and handling the people's money, and they charge us interest for it. Now, I've got to say this. Beam me up. If anybody wonders why we're bankrupt, just take a look at it. The only thing I want to say is this. The second plank of the Communist Party platform is this exact words. If you want to change a country to communism, you must start with a progressive graduated income tax, and that's what we have. It's time to end this madness. It's time to throw them all the hell out and get on with our business, and we recommend a national retail sales tax in eliminating the all of the income taxes and getting rid of the IRS. And just let me say one thing, because I get a lot of people who don't understand it. The program is not regressive. It provides for a rebate up to the poverty level for those people on the bottom end of the ladder for their basic necessities, for every dime they would spend in that 15%. But a Harvard study said, when you draw out that tax code, you're going to take 20% off of every product. There probably won't even be a price increase. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with ProjectFreedomUSA.org. And I'm working around the country. And we've got volunteers now in 6 states, and we're probably just starting out. By the first of the year, we'll probably have all 50 states online with a director and coordinators in each city and each state. And we will be able to make America once again an opportunity for all people, not just for certain people.
Well, you know, let me ask you, I like to call you by your name, but I like to say former congressman because you're still a congressman for the people. But let me ask you this. When this was being done and you was in Congress, I'm sure many of them could possibly see exactly what you're saying. What prevented the Senate, the Congress, to understand simple, plain language? Even I could read this and see that this is fraud. What made them not support what you were saying, in your estimation?
Well, you have to look back at the powers that be. And these bankers are the very, very most powerful people in the world. And they have established a central bank everywhere they go, and they've gotten their hands on it, and they get these nations indebted to them. And it's like the old man Rothschild said years and years and years ago. He says, I don't care who writes the laws for a country. If I control the money, I control the country. And now let's talk business now. Let's talk facts. If you control the money, you control the country, and they control America right now. We're really beholden to them. I got to give a lot of props to President Obama for one thing for sure. We'd have been at war in Iran if it wasn't for President Obama. These people have gotten us into wars. They've got us into debt. We're paying $300-400 billion a year in interest payment. Project Freedom says it's over. There's no more Federal Reserve. The money goes back under Congress. Congress issues debt-free money, and we're not paying the interest. We're not going to pay that interest. We'll pay the bondholders. That's the way it is.
Let me ask you this, because I'm going from the speech because I found it profound. You said the Federal Reserve is based off canon law, which is payable law or payable bull law. Then if they are holding the joint stock trust, I mean, granted, Obama might be, but he's over there kissing the Pope's ring too. I mean, what do you see this type of law being implemented? I mean, this is very serious to have a spiritual code implemented into the law without many of the people knowing.
But let's just think about what the Constitution says. The Constitution simply says Congress shall coin the money, and Congress shall set the value thereof. Now, a lot of people don't know this, and I just want to make this statement. Everybody thinks we had a Revolutionary War because of some tax on tea and some tea party in the harbor. If you listen to the words and read the words of Ben Franklin, which have been kept out of our history books, listen to what Ben Franklin said. He said, there was no Revolutionary War over some tax on tea. He said, the Revolutionary War started because the bankers in England went to Parliament, and Parliament passed a law that the colonies could no longer coin their own money, and they had to use the money from the Bank of England. There's bingo. There's your war. And listen, if you look back at the old colonies, Ben Franklin said they prospered. They handled their own money. They didn't have to pay no interest. They had no debts. Now, all of a sudden, they couldn't do it anymore. Parliament passed a law forbidding the colonies to coin their own money. They had to use money from the Bank of England, and all of a sudden, we had payments to the Bank of England. We had debt to the Bank of England. And before you know we had war. That's why the founders put in the Constitution, Congress shall coin the money. Congress shall set the value thereof. By the way, let me say this. I don't know where there's anywhere in the Constitution that allows Congress to even delegate that out. I think they're all against violating the damn law and the Constitution. Now listen, the Constitution wasn't perfect. That was flawed in a lot of ways. You know it, and I know it. But when it came to money, the Constitution was on target.
That's right. That's my point, because these are the monies that is universal, because it comes from an ancient concept. So I know they hold ancient concepts. Let me ask you this, because see, you are holding up validity that sometimes we have to be validated by those who are, I've played Stevie Wonder, higher ground, and I consider you that you've been on higher ground because you've seen what many do not see. So let me ask you this. There's a Karen Hoodles is running. She says she's of the IMF banking system. She's a whistleblower. She has all kind of inside information. She's also advocating that gold will be given back. And I know that would be very euphoric. I'll be all for it. But let me ask you this. Being that there's a war for this type of commodity being sold, what is going to happen when the American people find out that the banks are going to call a bank holiday?
I think the American people are going to join forces and say we're done. We want the contract with the Federal Reserve System canceled. We want our monetary policy placed back under the Congress, and we want the Congress to issue debt-free money. No more Federal Reserve notes that are nothing but debt instruments. We want the United States dollar, the United States note, backed by the total goods and services of the biggest and most powerful superpower in world history, making the dollar so powerful that no one's ever going to be able to attack it. Right now, we're beholden to these bankers, and these bankers are manipulating the variables at their disposal, and you don't know what they'll come up with. I don't trust them. I'm being honest about it. But why do we have outsiders, private people, handling our money? We're a superpower. Let's act like that superpower, and let's take care of the American people, all of our people.
Well, you know, many people think that district called the District of Columbia is not even – a part of America, and according to what we do, Brother James, we show people sometimes the order that unseen. Now, the District of Columbia is almost like British Columbia, and it's connected to the Vatican, which you mentioned into the canon law. We found out through our research, and you may, I like to, that the first property that was given based off the District of Columbia was given by a man named Archbishop Carroll. Are you familiar with that?
Not totally familiar with that, but I can remember when Eleanor Holmes Norton, she brought forward a movement trying to make the District of Columbia a state, and I voted for it, and I pushed very hard for it. I think the people in District of Columbia are not, in fact, represented as they should be. They should have a full-blown person in Congress, not just a delegate to Congress. And second of all, I think some of the issues that you're bringing up that tie into those old historical venues, I think that they probably are very true and should be researched, but that the people and the citizens that live in the district, they can't be disenfranchised as citizens. They've got to be made full-fledged, even though they supposedly are. How can they be if they're not involved or part of a state? And why shouldn't they be? They're right in the heart of this country. So you're right. And when we look at the canon law, we look at the laws of admiralty. Just think about it. We're operating under de facto laws, under old admiralty laws. And I wonder just the truth of the – I don't even believe that there's an authorized power in our own government anymore as a corporation. I think it's been totally abandoned since 1933. So I think there's got to be, first of all, some legal challenges that come forward. But second of all, we've got to throw this yoke of communism the hell off of us. Look what it's done.
Yeah.
Look at the poverty it has produced in this country. I don't know anybody. Look, I was in Congress, and I come from a rough area, Youngstown, Ohio. And I never had anybody at Jim said, Jim, I want welfare. People come up and say, Jim, I want a job. And I took the unemployment situation from 22% to 6% because I was fighting to get dollars for my area and for my people. But the bottom line is the way our country is constituted with this communist tax code, it's killed jobs. It's killed investment. It has made dependence of our people. We got to get rid of the damn thing. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do that.
Let me ask you something, Jim, because we did a show on here called, and many who are listening or who have downloaded, we did a show called The 10 Planks of Communism, and we're already there. According to some of the emergency orders that Bush and all of them made, they have solidified communism by the Patriot Act, almost.
See, a lot of people are confused, and they don't really understand totally what communism is. Socialism is the redistribution of wealth. Communism is also the redistribution of wealth, but also the government controls production. We're getting to the point now in America where the government, through the tax code, is beginning to control production. If they don't want something, they tax it heavy. If they want something, they give tax credits. These are big, powerful money people behind the scenes that have influenced both Republicans and Democrats. Now, look, I was a Democrat all my life, son of a truck driver, come from Samuel Street. You can't get any poorer than that. And here's one thing I said on the House floor that bothered me till this day. I said for 50 straight years the Democrats controlled Congress, and you passed every one of these tax laws. And then you went in the back room and gave tax breaks to your rich friends. Not only Republicans, but Democrats too. And they didn't want to hear that, but it was the truth. And I said, listen, it's time to stop the tax breaks. Let's throw this communist tax program out. Let's go with a flat retail sales tax. We'll give a rebate on the bottom so poor people are not hurt, but everybody pay their share. Do you realize there's 60 million visitors that come into America? They go to Disney World, they go to Broadway, they go to Las Vegas. They would be paying into our Social Security and Medicare trust funds and into our general fund. It's time to wise up. Wise up.
Now, let me ask you where I got you, because I know I'm going to ask you as much as I can, and you are doing a wonderful job. Let me ask you this. Now, you are now taking up the mantle of, along with, he has passed, but Jim Tucker, going and see what the Bilderbergs are saying. Now, many do not realize, some do who aren't here, you should if you've been listening to the Drive Most Connection, that Obama and Hillary met with the Bilderbergs in Chantilly, Virginia, which is really totally, I can go on that all day with why they met there. But I would think when you said about Obama, I would think he just following a regiment, my personal, of what we have perceived. What do you see the Bilderbergs doing? Because right now you're taking up the mantle, and that's a serious mantle. What are you seeing with the Bilderbergs? I see that you have that going on.
I see the Bilderberg operation, their common core that runs the common denominator are the bankers. The bankers want to get a pulse of what's happening in every country. They want to get a feel from the people that they're bringing in. And keep this in mind, that about 10 years ago, they denied the existence of it. Now they're coming out and they're saying, well, they don't keep minutes. They do meet, but they don't get minutes and they don't take votes. Now they're being a little bit helpful. But remember, 10 years ago, they said there wasn't even a Bilderberg. As far as President Obama is concerned, let me tell you something. We're in a situation where I think he's doing what he can. He's in a tough spot, and he's dodged the bullets, and he's kept us out of war so far. These money people, they want us at war, and he stood them off. But Bilderberg is a group that I think is the bankers get all of these different people together, politicians, cultural people, historical people, and they take and learn what's happening in a given country for their own purposes. And I think this, I believe that Bilderberg, there have been some American taxpayer dollars that have been used somehow in Bilderberg, even if it was for protection. And whenever there's a public use of money, there should be a complete transparency. They should tell us what's going on. We should have the fruits of those meetings. We should know what's going on, and we should demand it. So this is what I'm saying. I'm not accusing anybody, but I'm saying, look, you've denied even being in existence 10 years ago. Now you're starting to say you're not only in existence, you don't take votes, you don't keep minutes. All you're trying to do is humanitarian issues. Listen, I hear violins. I don't believe these people. It's these big bankers, and they're keeping that money train going right to their pockets.
Well, and we've seen that going on, and we see an escalation of war. Now, when you was in Congress, and you, and I say I don't want you to say much you can. You're one of the pretty influential people that we looked up to at that time. When all this is going on, there's a movie that I think that all wars are banker wars. It seems to be that this is what they're creating is banking system wars for the influx of commodities into those countries after they destroy them. Is that something that is what it really could be happening?
I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I can remember when this first Iraq thing come up, and they started with Desert Shield, not Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and they said, we're only going to send over peacekeepers. I said, listen, if you're going to send over peacekeepers, send over the Peace Corps. Don't send over a soldier with a gun. And they said, then we come to Desert Storm, and they said, no one's going to be, we aren't going to lose many lives over there. And I said, you're never going to put that fire out. I was one of the very few that voted no. And people said, you're soft on terrorism. I said, I'm not soft on terrorism. I said, our kids are going to be coming back in body bags over wars which we have no damn interest in, and all we're doing is putting our nose in and making enemies for ourselves. Let the United Nations put together a group and deal with these spots, not America on our own. Now, I will say this, that this president has tried. He's tried his best to keep us out of Iran. He manipulated Putin into saving us from going into Syria. I thought that was a brilliant move. No one ever gave him credit for it. They all just said how Putin saved the day. Putin didn't save the day. Obama set it up because deep down he said he put this line in the sand, and they crossed that line in the sand. So he orchestrated a situation for the end result was we didn't go into Syria. And I give him credit for that. And they haven't been able to push him into Iran, and there have been two pairs of Israeli spies imprisoned who were trying to influence us to attack Iran. Look, nobody wants to tell it like it is. Well, I'm not against Israel, but we can't have Israel calling shots for United States of America. We got to call our own shots.
Let me ask you this, because I'm going to be honest with you, and we'll talk. You're validating a lot of conversations that we have out here, because sometimes we don't listen to those who may be around us a lot. But what about with the Hillary and Benghazi? I mean, in your opinion, because you've been around these type of people, how does somebody just don't go to court? And I have to go to court for traffic. I have to almost be mandatory. And then we're going to get into that. Should we be going into taxes? Because I know that the program you got is about taxes. So give me that answer. But here's a woman, Secretary of State, almost just said, I'm not talking. How does that happen in the real, in
now,
that particular world?
Just let me just give you some background, and then I've got enough enemies, but I've always told it like it is, and I'm going to just tell you the way it is. The powers that be, the powerful Israeli money and the powerful banker money, they wanted Hillary as president. They kept John Kerry out of the race. They kept Al Gore out of the race. They got rid of Edwards real fast. They jackpotted him. And they thought there's no way that this black man with a Muslim name from Chicago is going to beat our girl. But when it looked like she was going to get beat, they all made their deal, and the Clintons took Obama to those powerful people. And Obama probably felt, look, let me get elected. Let me tell them what they want to hear. But they didn't want Obama. They really did not want Obama. But they want Hillary real bad. They want to elect her now. As far as Benghazi is concerned, I think it's reasonable to say, as Secretary of State, it was her watch. She let those people there vulnerable. And then she didn't come forward and say, yes, we didn't act properly. She tried to pacify it on or to spread it down the line, and I lost respect for her for that. So I don't know the truth about Benghazi, but I know this. She had her fingerprints all over the damn thing, and I just wonder why she just stepped aside real fast, and now she's running again. But remember this. The big money in this country, on the Democrat side, they want Hillary. And I'm not saying anything bad about her, but while I was in prison, I wrote and told a lot of people who called me to go with President Obama. And let me tell you what, if in fact they'd had their way, the big bankers and the big international powers with Israel and other groups, they wanted George Bush to open up Iran so that when Hillary was elected, she could say, look, it's Bush's war. I'm just prosecuting him. Well, Bush finally rises up, and he didn't do it. So now they're looking at every ways and means possible, and I wouldn't put it beside them for some international incident with Iran to try and force us into war. I don't trust it. All I'm saying is, I think you'd be very careful when you take a look at Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, because that's why I have you on here, because many of the people who are going to be listening to this are going to be suspecting that she could possibly win because of all the propaganda. But with this Bilderberg thing, they both met. Henry Kissinger and Brezhnev Brzezinski was behind Obama from the time they put him in. I think they used the Clark and Pivens policy with using economics, but that, and he gave money back to the banks. That's another thing that we try. And I'm gonna be honest with you, in the black community, you know our unemployment levels. You know that we have.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's criminal. It's criminal what's happening out there, and it's our tax code. It's chase the jobs out of the country. There isn't a good job available. And then, you've got, for example, the minorities in the bottom end of the ladder. They don't have any damn chance. They really don't. It's criminal what's happening in this country. And then there are people saying, well, there's too many on welfare. There's too many dependent. Where else are they going to go? How are they going to live?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, we got to throw this communist crap the hell out. We got to put our country in order, put the money back up under Congress, throw these private bankers the hell out, and they say, well, they're never going to do that. That's hard to do. Listen to what I'm saying. This isn't rocket science. This is common sense.
Right.
You don't have your neighbor handling your money. No wise person would have their neighbor handling their damn paycheck, and that's what we're doing.
Right.
And
like
then
you
wonder why there's no one working. Hell, all the jobs, they've been chased overseas.
But see,
this communist.
Let me ask something, Jim. Remember, Ross Perot was saying this. See, I look at campaigns. Ross Perot was really telling the truth, but we concentrated on his ears because of television. And, you know, Bill Clinton is on TV playing saxophone on different shows, and we are consumed because that media is also controlled by that. We did a show called Scientific Management, how back in the late 40s, they were using scientific stuff to make the American public become major consumers of what they want. Let me ask you about this, and then we'll go into your program about your solution, which will be the tax code. The thing about the scientific programs that are being done, the experimentation that is being done, now you correct me if I'm wrong, but I have been told that when Project Paperclip came over here with Hitler and his crew, they pretty much took over the scientific community. Is that pretty accurate? And maybe to your summation, or is that
no question? They were the beginning of the space program in America. That is true. But you know, when you brought up Perot, just let me tell you something. I want you to think a little bit. Perot was a Republican. He ran as an independent.
Right.
But Perot said the reason he ran is that we had to get rid of George Bush. Now, George Bush was a Republican. Ross Perot was a Republican. And you had George Bush after that first Desert Storm, 92% approval rating, the highest in the history for a president in our country. And 9 months later, he was defeated for the presidency. Don't you see? I want you to think a little bit. Ross Perot was a cutter. Ross Perot was cutter to beat Bush. Now,
right.
A lot of people ain't going to want to hear this because they like Clinton. And I helped elect him as much as anybody. But the money people wanted Clinton. And they did a job on Bush. And they cut him with Perot. Perot was nothing but a cutter. He talked a good,
okay.
a good little game, but he had no program. He said, I'm running to beat Bush. Now,
right.
start thinking. Use some street sense here. Here's a Republican that's running. It says, we got to get rid of this Republican. Well, what votes do you think that Republican pulled? You think he pulled Democrat votes? No Democrats weren't going to vote for Bush.
Just like Romney. No one really was going to vote for Romney. He wasn't viable. So it's like they put people in systematically. Now, I don't know if you want to go along because people are on the line big time. I don't know if you want to take questions, but this is on you because we are taking what you have told us. I do want to get into this tax because there are a lot of people on the internet, Facebook, and you have a lot of entities that have different perspectives. You got the Tea Party. You got the Patriots. You got different parts and different groups. You got the Moors. You got the Muslims. You got the Hebrew Israelites. You got the different groups, the founding fathers, who look at the founding fathers as Masonic entities who are claiming that we want to take the country back. I mean, that slogan is George Washington, let's take the country back. What do you perceive that to mean, let's take the country back?
All right, number one, they have no program. They have no program, none of them.
Right.
What I'm talking about, they're all talking about reforming the tax code. You can't reform this. When the engine don't work, you got to get rid of it. You got to replace it. And no one wants to take a look at it, but we've established a communist income tax in this country, and it has destroyed jobs, and it has taken and made dependents out of many of our people. Many of our people that have no future, no hope of getting a damn job under this economy because we have a stagnant economy that's chased our jobs and our factories out of the country. And if they're going to keep banging the way they're banging, they're going to chase the money out of this country. It's going to be worse. And I predicted by the year 2030 that America is going to blow up just like the Soviet Union. Now, I want you to just think 1 minute. Ever since we were kids, we heard about the evil empire, the big bad Soviet Union. We woke up one morning, and we heard on the news there was no more Soviet Union. There were no shots fired, no student protests, no CIA warnings. It was gone because the debt swallowed them up. Those bankers ate them alive. and they're eating us alive. This is just them. And the bottom line is the project. Number one, move the Fed aside. No audits. You can stay in business, but you don't handle our money anymore. We handle our own money. It'll be debt-free. And by the way, we're not going to pay you interest we owe you because you've been ripping us off all these years. Second of all, we'll honor the T-bills and we'll honor the bond purchases. Anybody who legally bought our bonds or T-bills, they will be compensated and paid. But Congress will handle the money from now on. And second of all, this communist income tax is going to be thrown out. It's going to be replaced with a 15% retail sales tax on only new goods and services. No used goods or even tax. There shall be a 15% rebate up to the poverty level for every one of those poor families out there so that they don't pay that tax. In addition, Harvard said to comply with that communist tax code, there's 20% compliance cost in every product you buy and every service you get just to comply with that tax code. Harvard study said when you throw it out, prices will go down, probably be the same as they are now without a price increase in this country. And finally, for the first time in history, all those imports coming in, they'll be subject to the same tax as ours. It's a streetwise, sophisticated tariff on those companies. By the way, our exports will be a lot cheaper and a lot more competitive. And those companies will start coming home now. Those companies, Dorian, they'll start coming home. They don't want to be in China. China might nationalize them someday. They don't want to be in Central America. The foreman's daughter might get kidnapped. They'd like to come home. But they can't. They won't make a profit. They'll go bankrupt here because we're too oppressive with this banking system and with this communist tax system. We got to take the shackles off, man.
Well,
we need to liberate this country.
Right now, the thing is now, and many of us who are thinking, because what you're saying tonight, and I hope all you are listening, we're going to have a discussion once when Brother Jim leaves us. Many of us are hearing this type of talk on the internet about this tax code, the 14th Amendment. Should we pay taxes? I mean, we had Alan Russo, Freedom of Fascism, which was a great movie. I really thought that was a Sheila Jackson, who was all the. We have heard today they don't even have policies to collect income tax. Why are elected officials such as you cannot see the same vision? If you've seen this, and I'm sure you know, you cannot be the brightest of the bunch of all of these people. You know, you in there. Why ain't they seeing what you see? Or are they just that dumb?
Well,
I mean, you got to tell us something. You got to tell us something on that because it seems to be a problem where we can see this and they can't. What is stopping them?
Look, they have been conditioned for so long that they believe that, you know, they better go along. They don't want to stir any pot. And everybody's just getting reelected down there. Listen, it's time. The only way you're going to really save our country is you've got to deal with the finances of it. Forget everything else. I mean, all these issues are important, guns and abortion and crime. They're all symptomatic. You have a country, that's on fire, and we're lucky that we're not having more problems. There's no hope for too many people, and the system is not providing that. We've got to get everybody to be a part of the franchise. Everybody participating. Make sure that everybody in the bottom end of the ladder can take care of their necessities. Make sure that there's an opportunity for job creation. And they're not going to create jobs. Just think about it. The jobs are getting fewer and fewer, no matter what they say, and every day they're building more and more robots. I mean, they've got factories with thousands of robots in them now. So you're not only competing for a job with a person lives in the next neighborhood. You know, they don't want you. They don't want any benefits. They don't want any unions. They're going to put a robot in there if they could, and that's where our technology is taking us. So we've got to take a look at this whole scenario now. And we've got to empower the American people. That's what it's about.
I'm glad you brought that into fruition. This thing with the drones, we're starting to notice a heavy use. Now, I'll be honest with you. We have witnessed this in the area that we're in, that the police have used drones on events to monitor people. Ron Paul, who was first in talking about this. Now, you were first, but he was also talking about getting rid of it. I noticed his popularity on regular TV. Tell me your opinion on when you went on Hannity. I watched. I seen you on. You went on everything. They just say you went on everything that's on cable. What is their problem? Because they act like they attack you immediately upon you telling the truth. How do you? I like how you keep. Your
I was the number one target of American Israel Public Affairs Committee. I'm not an anti-Semite, but they claim I'm one. And in the late 80s, early 90s, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee fired a top-ranking woman, and she blew the whistle how they operate. And the two top targets in the world for Israel were Jim Traficant and Jesse Jackson. Now, they put me in prison, and I think they wanted to put Jesse in prison, and he was able to avoid that. But look, I'm not an anti-Semite, but I am tired of our people sleeping on steel grates, and we're spending billions and billions of dollars over there in Israel. And we've got other countries with kids with big bellies sticking out that are getting nothing, and we're pumping billions into Israel, and they've controlled us. They're controlling our Congress, and I've said that, and that has destroyed me. And let me tell you something. They control that national media. They control that national press. They control much of the money supply. There's no question about it. And if they control the press and control the money, they control Congress, and that's where we are. And there's a lot of black members that are supported by AIPAC, too. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling it like it is. But nobody...
You went there because... Yes. See, that's why I don't know if you want to stay on line, but let me ask you this, because we mentioned, see, we are conditioned to believe our leaders... of this so-called Congressional Black Caucus. And we noticed that when my research, I couldn't find one who considers themselves a 14th Amendment citizen, which this is the whole thing which is on this Facebook and all these other books and Twitter about these brothers wearing these feathers. Actually,
well, all I say is this. I can't say anything bad about the Black Caucus except one thing. On many occasions, I shut Congress down with parliamentary maneuvers. Just one person, and they hated me for it. And you have a Black Caucus there of close to 50 members. They should be getting more out of the Congress. They should be putting Congress on its heels. And yes, I think they should be doing more. Now, they won't say a good thing about me probably, but that's my opinion. I think there's a hell of a lot more to be done. Now, and I'm saying it, and I got a little bit of black blood in me. So I'm not going to get into that whole thing. But I don't like what's happened. I don't like what's happening to our people on the street. They don't have a life. And they need more of a voice in Washington. Not just a passive voice to sit there and be a gentleman. I think it's time for some confrontation in the Congress. Because if you don't get the confrontation there, the only other place is going to be eventually the streets of this country. So I think that they should be more proactive. That's all I'm saying. I don't know who their leaders are now. I'm sure they're trying to do that in a gentlemanly way.
Yeah, we talked about that. Go ahead. I came back. Yeah, every time I mentioned 14th Amendment, and the next thing I know, I'm off the air. So that's interesting. Let me ask you this, and while we got you, because this is a very, I'm going
to
be honest.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to be going here pretty soon. I've gone a little bit longer than I'm supposed to. I got another program that I'm supposed to do tonight.
Okay, well, here, let me ask you this. Tell people how to get involved with your program, and you can segue out of that. Go to how we can reach you with this
program. You have www.projectfreedomusa.org. Tell them not to listen to all what these naysayers are saying. They're going to say how it's going to kill the poor. It's not going to kill the poor. There's a rebate of that 15% up to the poverty level. And they'll get a monthly check to handle their basic necessities. But all of that underground criminal activity is going to be taxed. All of those foreign visitors are going to pay taxes. Everybody's in this country illegally. They're going to pay a tax. All the rich people make more money, they're going to pay more taxes. They can't avoid them anymore. It's all over.
Is that July 1st? Is that July 1st?
And it's no tax on used goods at all. And nearly all the income taxes and payroll taxes, everything is taken away. And the American people have a job. They get their entire pay. There's no more withholding taken out of their pay. They get it all. And they decide how to spend it. And it eliminates and get rid of that communist tax code, and that it cancels the contract with the Federal Reserve, puts the money supply back up under Congress, who shall issue debt-free money, no more interest, and the American people start creating some jobs. Now America becomes a tax haven, and all those companies that left us, they'll be coming back home. There's no question now. They could say what they want about Jim Trafficking. They could say what they want, all the bad things they want to say. But I maintain that's a fact. So I want everybody to check www.projectfreedomusa.org. It's not like the one in Congress that calls for 23%. It's a flat 15%, and it calls for a reduction in the size of government. You don't need $900 hammers and $5,000 toilet seats. It's over. We got to straighten the country around, and that's the way it will be. Our exports will become more competitive. The imports, all those foreign car companies, they won't be sending cars over here. They'll be building their cars over here with that tax code. There's no question. So I want to thank you for having me on the program. We went into a lot of different areas. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I feel very passionate about it. I know what's happening to the American people, and I'm sick of it.
And I know you do. That's why you're on here.
Are you writing a book?
I appreciate you coming out here.
All right.
And
thank you very much.
And I hope to be in contact with you soon again, and keep us abreast. AmericanFreePress.com, everybody. Thank you, Brother Jim. Jim Trafficking, everybody.
Write a book.
Former Congressional Congress.
Write a book.
Unbelievable. Thank you, everybody. Now,
hey,
we're going to carry this on. We're going to hold on.
Hey,
we're going to carry it on.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. Go ahead. Let me finish first, buddy.
We're going to carry this on. I do have a credit man in on the house. All you who want to get in on what was said, add to it. You make that determination. The man put it out there. I think it behooves everybody to go check out what this brother said in 1993. It's amazing all these threes at the end. But 1993, these were made. And, I mean, the speech is phenomenal. I just read pieces, but the speech is phenomenal. And I can see why we should be questioning our leaders who can watch a man get up in Congress, tell the truth, and sit back and come to us talking about we want civil rights. That's a joke. That's a joke. That's an absolute joke. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And everybody who got a phone or a computer should be calling with that speech saying, why did you not support that speech? That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Go ahead. I'm open the line. Anybody want to get on this conversation about the validity of what is being told to us about the bankruptcy of America? Give us some comments. Give us some ideas. Give us what you know, and let's see where we can go from there. Credit man, you still with us?
Yeah. I want to say a few things in before people start asking questions. I think that was Malik or somebody saying that he should write a book. There's a great book out on him right now. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I'll mention it again. It's called Target Trafficking, The Untold Story, and it's by Michael Collins Piper, who is a well-versed writer for the American Free Press. So you can go to AmericanFreePress.net and order that book. But that's a great book on the story of the untold story of Jim Trafficking. And then he was also talking about AIPAC, which most people aren't familiar with AIPAC. That's the acronym for the American Israeli Public Action Committee. And to find out more about how Israel, the Khazars, the Jews control the political, this government, the politics of this government, you can read the book by Congressman Paul Finley, who was in Illinois. And for 22 years, he's a congressman, and then the AIPAC ran him out, so he wrote a book about AIPAC. It's called They Dare to Speak Out, the People and Institutions That Confront Israel's Lobby. So Congressman Paul Finley wrote that book so you can get more familiar with AIPAC, which is the American Israeli Public Action Committee.
It has to be validity in this because, let's be honest, I mean, you know, let's use facts. We base ourselves on trying to not believe, but know what we're saying by the fact that we are perceiving. And let's be honest, the names tell it all. We're not trying to make enemies. We're just looking at the names as the controlling factors of these entities, and we are finding out to be of these groups. Let me bring some more people in. I got 0639. You on the air.
Greetings, Dry Bones, and everybody listening. I didn't get in until 9:30, so I do have some comments. I wrote some notes. If I happen to hit on something that was already addressed, please stop me. But I wish he had said more about the 14th Amendment. And when he said that Obama kept us out of the war, I was like, okay, well, we're over there in Ukraine. They spent $5 billion on overthrowing that government. They overthrew Egypt, Iraq.
Yeah.
They're going back in. They financed and armed this ISIS, this really CIA-ta, with a new name. So I don't know, what does he mean? He kept us out of war. We're in perpetual war. Secondly,
I like that. That's true. I agree with that.
Secondly, he was talking about a flat tax. Well, and I'm glad you brought up Aaron Russell, and he kind of just didn't touch on that. There's no law. We're not supposed to be paying any tax. But he did say at the end, I don't know his program, so I won't go, you know, much more than what I'm saying now about he said that there would be a 15% flat tax and that we would honor our T-bills. Hell, let the Federal Reserve honor them. They pulled the money out of thin air. That's odious debt. What does he mean we'll honor our T-bills?
As far as
people getting jobs, okay, look, we got a whole generation or two locked up in private prisons where they're feeding off of them. Then you got people that's been poisoned by vaccines, geoengineering, fluoride in the water, and GMOs. And he's talking about us paying a flat tax? Excuse me. And a citizen of what? A corporation? And he didn't say anything about the fact that the corporations, they have the same rights as persons. As long as that is the case, well, you know, please. And Agenda 21, he didn't talk about that either. So, you know, like I said,
mean,
I didn't get into 30, but I just have a lot of questions. I'm not against him.
I have a lot of questions, and I think that's a good thing of saying, because he only gave us a little over 40, maybe 40 minutes at most, and he went over that. But my thing is for everybody to take an account. That's absolutely true. You heard what I said about Obama given the bankers, because you heard, I mean, I heard him say that, and my point is, again, Obama needs to be, if you got Henry Kissinger, everybody, and Brezhnev, Brzezinski, who at all the Bilderberg meetings, they're at all the Bilderberg meetings, those two are at every Bilderberg meeting, because the list came out since Jim Tucker, who he hangs with, or who he used to hang with, because Jim Tucker did, that's something to look at. So that's why I say there's always going to be two sides. So write that down, everybody. Listen to some of that. Analyze what's being said, because we are the new creation for what's going to be coming. So let's take that one. Hold on. Let me get some more people. I got 1-877, and then I'll go to you. Let me like it. I'll get you next. 1-877, then we go to my like. 1-877.
Hi. I just have a different point of view on it. I enjoyed the 40 minutes that he did give us. And when you look at the current situation, he didn't want to address all those other issues. He was addressing getting rid of the IRS, getting rid of the Federal Reserve System,
that's true,
getting rid of the neighbors, taking care of our money. My neighbor won't touch my dollar. You understand?
Right.
So his position was this: in order to take back your country, and when you control and get the money, then you can handle the other issues. One person can't handle all those issues. But if I choose a person that want to handle some issues, I would want them to handle the money issues. Because what Rothschild said was he controls the money, and then when he gets over there and he controls the president, so he controls the Congress. So ultimately, the money rules it all. So if you want to take your brother that want to come on the show to talk to us, black brothers and sisters, and the knowledge and information that he did drop, I thought was great. I think your listeners should pay attention to the Clintons. That's most important. Hillary is coming. Don't fall for the okie-dokie.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't fall for
all
the
right.
okie-dokie. Wake up.
That's right.
Open your eyes and your ears, and whatever the information he gave, take it and learn from it and be able to get involved in the ones who is running our country, the Congress, the White House.
Well, hold on. Let me go. Now, hold on, because y'all heard. Now, y'all remember now, we did a show about the 10 planes of communism way back. We only been on since I think we started in December. We only started this in December. And we brought that to you immediately because I knew that was the key from what I perceived others telling me. And it just makes sense. So I'm glad he confirmed that. Malika, make your point because y'all are online, so don't leave. Y'all still on the queue. Go ahead, Malika.
I don't feel what he said that, you know, they the powers that be, wanted Hillary Clinton from the get-go. No, I think that she was just, you know, a form of like a little puppet for the first-time election. And to be all riled up on her, and all of a sudden, this man, Obama, comes into the picture. That's the one that they really wanted on board, because he's been doing everything that they've been telling him to do.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't agree with him in that sense.
I agree. Now, I'm going to get you out. Y'all heard me talk to him. Hold on, let me get more people in here before y'all, because I'm going to give everybody a chance to go right back. So, after this new call, I'm going to take you credit, man. Again, I told them, just like you heard me, Obama was brought in by these two names. Y'all look them up. Don't believe a word I say. Brezhnev, Brzezinski. Wrote a book called The Chessboard. And Henry Kissinger goes back to our mamas. Our mama is Harry Kissinger age and daddy. So that's how far he's still in power. He goes back to our grand, almost, yeah. And whoever mama's into the 60s, actually late 70s, that's Henry Kissinger. So, and he's still in power today. Y'all look him up if y'all think I'm making it up. Let me go to this caller here, bring him in, 682869. You on the air? Oh, you drive on. 2869, you're on the air. 2869, you're on the air. Okay, you hit the button, so I know you don't want to come in there. All right, now, and Kimba, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Yeah, I want to say that I agree 100% with Akilah, what she's saying. I mean, he's just one person. He can't address all the issues. And what he did come on this show to deal with primarily was the Project Freedom USA, because we did have a very intense, in-depth discussion about the tax question a couple weeks ago. So I thought this would be a great place where everybody can get involved, as opposed to, you know, me doing it as an individual, then everybody can get involved and address this issue. Those other issues that Ngoni was mentioning, I'm not, we're not saying that they're important. They're not important, but we need to do things as well. So we need to be addressing these issues and writing books and bringing this stuff to the forefront as well. His expertise is with this tax question that he's dealing with now. So I think we should definitely support that unless we have a better program.
No, but I'm going to say this. It's something that everybody should look at. But I want y'all to know, if you did not look at this man's speech in the congressional records, 1993, volume 33, this dude laid it. I mean, he put it out, everything you hear on the internet, Facebook, you name it, it's in this dude's speech. It's in his speech.
That's right.
Period.
That's right.
And I have a question.
Go ahead.
Because you're right. I did a show on his speech. Matter of fact, I did three shows on his speech. And he says in there that under H.J.R. 192, Public Law 7310, the 73rd Congress, that they found the United States bankrupt, insolvent, and dissolved their sovereign authority, and it exists today in name only, and all offices, officers, and agencies are operating in a de facto status. Now, why are you going to sit around then, and I'm not saying he's not a good person and that he's not honest. I don't know. And like I said, I missed half hour of the show, so I'm not saying we shouldn't get involved, but I'm saying there's some issues that we have to take a look at, because you want to talk about money. Well, there was plenty of money floating around when Reagan had his trickle-down economics, but it seems like black people are always getting a little spigot drop. So just because some money's going to get flowing, you still going to be on the bottom, because this is a caste system. So, and he's talking about partisan politics, Democrat and Republicans. Uh-oh. Okay, that's part of the problem, because they're all the same. So as long as that don't go away, as long as that doesn't change, nothing going to change. That's just my opinion.
No. We're going to get deep. I want everybody on this line, because a bunch of y'all still on here, and we still at the bottom of the hour. I want y'all to know there's two ways of thinking. Is that right? I think that's very valid, because if I wanted to ask him myself about that, but of course, we only have a little bit of time, and the man did the best he could for the time, but these are valid questions to be asked. If we are to receive that which the bankers have corrupted, there is a thing called Jubilee, a day of Jubilee.
There you go.
There's a day of Jubilee. That means forgiveness of all debts.
That's right. They forgave the bank debts, didn't they? How about ours?
They must have forgiven it. In order for all of us to be pure, and we going into the ancient principles, it must be a day of Jubilee. All debts must be forgiven. And until that is brought into this discussion by all of us, now that it's been brought into it, that is ancient principle law. Because they operating on the ancient law of discovery. I want y'all to know that. We didn't bring that up because he had a little bit of time. But when he mentioned that canon law, for those of you who don't know this, go look it up. It's called the ancient law of discovery. I think once you look this up, you will have a hard time of dealing with a lot of things, because, you know, it's tough. But, you know, my mind able to deal with it. I love it. I get high off this.
Dry bones.
The ancient law of discovery is hard to deal with. Go ahead. Joyce says, I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But it says the laws and regulations is made for the government of a Christian organization or church and its members.
What's that? The canon law. Okay, go ahead, finish. Go ahead and finish.
It's governed by the Catholic Church. Giving you examples. So basically, the Vatican is running us under the canon law.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just let me, because you're going. I'm just gonna go back to his speech so y'all give clarity. In his speech, it states the Federal Reserve System is based on canon law and the principle of sovereignty protected in the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Now, that right there is a major piece of understanding, y'all. That will help us out. And then it says the joint stock trust. I think we're looking at so many different things. We don't look at what the Vatican did.
He's giving us information, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't hear you. What are you saying?
No, I said he's giving out information and clues and enlightenment in his speech, because that right there,
his speech,
he gave so much.
His speech must be studied. Everybody. Okay. Not what he said for 45 minutes. His speech must be studied, because he made some, his speech, because he said amnesty law, and those of you in the Christian world, Jesus made a distinction before he kicked the ass of the money changers. He walked on water.
Maritime.
Understand that. Mm-hmm. Before Jesus kicked the ass of the money changers, he walked on water. And he was above amnesty law. Okay? Understand that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Somebody else talk. I'm finished.
So, this
I just want to make another point about the 15% flat.
What he was saying, and go to you next, Keila.
Yeah, what he was, I'm definitely very much interested in his project. But what I'm getting the understanding of he coming in a business sense. He's saying, okay, we need to take back our country and we control our money. Okay, now he's saying let's get rid of let's do a flat 15% tax. Now, I know right now it's up to like 28-35, and he's saying that if we do that flat 50, and I just wanted to know if anybody else can elaborate on that particular area. So he's saying if we do that, that means we would bring back more more companies that want to do business because financially they'll be able to benefit from this. And I know where I grew up, we had a lot of factories, a lot of plants. You know, back in the 80s, they started disappearing. So what I'm saying is I think that we should look at this with him not as a politician, not pretty much, you know, look at the business aspect and how it's going to relate to us financially. And then he's saying all the money that we owe them, he's saying, you know, screw it. We're not going to pay you back. We're going to start off, you know, a clean slate. So I just want to know how the other listeners may feel about or did they get an understanding of the flat 15% tax that controlled by the Congress.
I'm sorry, I want to make sure she's done. I don't want to where I'm supposed
yes,
to.
I'm done, Argonne.
Oh, okay. We were saying the same thing at the same time, the 15% tax. Well, what I was thinking about when you were speaking is, first of all, there's the issue of the fact that we're no longer living in the United States. All this talk about getting our country back, that's all it is talk. The southern border is collapsed. There's 90,000 children from Ecuador and from Mexico that are being bused in here at our tax dollar is paying for their bus tickets to go to the interior of the country, and they're giving them a little slip of paper telling them to report to immigration after they get there, and most of them, they don't even know where they're going, okay? And they're going to their families who are probably illegal also. So now the second thing is, okay, there's one town that they've already spent their whole annual budget because they shipped 10,000 children with no adults there, and they have to provide for these people. Now, so all this talk about Democrat and Republicans and bringing corporations back, excuse me, just my opinion. I'm not no expert on anything, but listen, we went from an agricultural society to an industrial society. Face it, this is post-industrial society. And that's the reason why they're bringing out these robots. And as far as China's buying up some of the largest industrial parks in America because they can't pay their bills. Okay, they own one of the largest ports in California. They control the Panama Canal. We're kidding ourselves when we think that this is just another little recession, and that somehow if we get the Congress in line, that all of a sudden these corporations is going to come running back here. Hell, Goldman Sachs is in China, and China's building whole cities that are empty.
Well, then they're
One more thing, and I'm done. The thing he didn't make the distinction between the U.S. corporation and the Republic. He didn't go there, as far as I know. Okay, thank you, Dorian.
He did not have enough time to go there, and of course, you know. So we're gonna really just take that as that we're gonna have time. We're gonna have to look at that as that's research. What she just said should be looked at and evaluated as something that needs to be looked at, because in order to go forward, y'all, we do have to look at what is. I'm gonna have to put everybody out.
Because you're forgetting we're already under communism. We're not under capitalism anymore. We're under communism.
Exactly. Yep, we are.
Hold on. I've been saying, for me, you, others, saying we're under communism. I showed that Robin Williams' commercial was based on.
And at least he confirmed something, Dry Bones. He made it seem as if Hillary Clinton is the one who's going to be next up aboard in the presidency.
And he warned us for her. He warned us as well.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to vote for her.
Oh.
I guess Dry Bones is gone. Is he gone?
Hello?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
did I
call? Everybody's here, but Dry Bones. No, Dry Bones is off.
Who's this?
Well, my phone, this is Lake Kimber. My phone was just muted, but I just came back on. It just automatically put me back on.
Okay. But what I was, what do you think, Kimber, about the, how do you interpret the flat 15% tax proposition that he wants them to do?
Yeah. My bottom line is that people should go. Oh, did Dorian back? Dorian?
Go ahead,
yeah, I'm back. I'm back. You know, they let me go in. Basically, I can say four. I'll bring you back. I want to do it basically because I want the conversation to not really pinpoint but really in his speech because that speech is so huge. He didn't have a chance to go even into that speech. But about points, he would have to sit down. We would have to all sit down at a convention, some type of convenience to see the value of what he's saying compared to what we're saying. You say, I'm like that. You're going to explain that. The 14th Amendment got to be explained. The goal got to be brought, got to be explained. Who's going to get it? Who did it? You know, that's the thing. They talk about land states. What is it?
You're going on and
off. Yeah, you're breaking up real bad.
There's a Facebook or that
you're breaking up real bad.
Can y'all hear me?
And you're breaking up real bad.
It seems like when we're talking, we can hear each other pretty clearly. But when Dry Bones, he's coming in now.
Okay, good.
Kimba?
Let me just say this. And Kimba, you in there? Get everybody in here. I'm getting everybody in.
I'm here.
So I know who they are. Who is 6789? Who are you? 6-7.
Yes. What's up, Dry Bones? I'm listening, but you're breaking up real bad, my brother.
Yeah, they've been messing with me the whole day.
Hello?
What's up, New York? What's up, New York, man? I'm glad you're in here.
I just wanted to say one thing about all that he was saying. I'm just going to keep it simple to the spiritual point. Everybody needs to go pull out Revelation and read where the pulpit says the harlot is fallen. I love all of the stuff he's talking about, but you're beating a dead horse. The country was designed to fall, and that's
exactly
what it's doing. It's only following the plan. So all of this talk about, we're putting all of this energy, and he's talking about Republicans and tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing was designed to fall. We need to be designing our plan to get the hell out of here. That's what we need to be doing. Stop trying to fix something that's broken. That's designed,
well,
that's going to go down. You're going to be going down with a sinking ship. That's the bottom line.
Yep,
we got too much more to live for, to worry about America. This is going down.
Oh.
It was designed to go
down.
So all this stuff we're talking about, we're trying to fix and all of this stuff, this is like a useless conversation, man. We need to be worrying about trying to figure out how we're going to get out of here, keep our children alive, eat good food, and live a prosperous life. We worried about America.
Right,
come on, America's designed to
fall. New York, stay with me. Stay with me, New York.
Okay.
Stay with me, New York. Now, I'm listening to you. I want you to talk a little bit now because I'm listening to everybody. Now, you in a different area. All of us in different areas. Most of us on this call, I see different zip codes. In order for this to take place, like you're saying, to leave. If that's the case, then none of us are going to leave because we don't have the credentials to leave and go to another country right away unless you got the money, and, you know, so forth to get out of here. So that right there, let's scratch that. Oh, let's scratch that one. Let's scratch these things out. See, this is going to have to be done at a think tank. Can I really leave and go where? I'm going to scratch that. Hold on. I want you to answer this. I want New York to answer. Scratch that one. Now, let's talk about the other problem.
Okay, listen, that was dramatic. I just put it in the dramatic form for you.
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you everything. Let me just get a few things, and you will come
okay,
back.
Go ahead.
You will give me time. Okay, first that one, because that's going to be hard for a lot of people. Second time is, okay, there's got to be something because all this talk that I've been hearing for years is that this is our land. So it contradicts what people have been saying. If this is our land that many of us have been talking about it being the Moors and being the Iroquois, being the Days, being the Alis, being the Omelet. So if this is our land, then it's going to become to a decision where we're going to have to fight some format in this belief system that's been out there that this is our land. So that's two. I'm going to do only three because you know I do threes. Only three. Then secondly, you have kids.
No, I don't got no kids.
But you got family members, right, that got kids?
Yeah, I have family members that have children. I got nieces and nephews, yes.
Okay, the question I want to ask, you want to see them do better?
Of course.
Okay, then that's where that Masonic book say, faith without works is dead.
Okay, let me just throw this to you real quick, because that's a good mechanic call. That's good, but let me throw this to you. If you in a burning house and you in the living room and your upstairs is on fire and you throwing water and the fire's not going out, are you going to stay there and try to get a resolution or are you going to get the hell out of your house?
Can
that's
I answer
saying.
That for him?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Is it okay, mm-hmm. Dry Bones? Maybe he got dropped again.
He must have got dropped off.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. Okay, the southern border of the United States has collapsed. There's 90,000
exactly.
immigrants. Wait. I'm making a point here. There's 90,000 already in. There's going to be tens of millions coming because... Wait a minute. This is the North American Union. And you got the EU and you got the AU. The AU gets 65% of its funding from the EU. AFRICOM is crawling all over the continent of Africa. They're training young men. And the military's over there training young men. And what are they going to do?
New York, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening to her.
I just got back on here. I had to cut everybody out because I want everybody to know.
Oh.
We know about AFRICOM. I can't worry about that at the moment because AFRICOM is a different guy. What should you believe we can do out of what, if we gave you the mantle, we gave you the scepter, what should we be doing?
We should be focused on the things that's tangible for us to change. Like when you start talking about government and you're talking about we putting people in place to do stuff, we don't got no time right now for that. Right now we need clean water, we need drinking water, we need clean, free GMHO food. This is something that we actually need right now. Now, before you cut her off, she was about to go somewhere where I wanted to go. The borders is already down. If you know the production of the projection that is in the United States, let me finish my statement. Let me just finish my statement because she was about to, she went there with it, so let me finish it. The borders is down. The treaty between Canada, United States, and Mexico was already in effect. Bush signed it in. By 2030, America is going to be totally Latino. They knew that 30 years ago. So my whole point is while The African Americans was fighting about what they want. The plan was already in effect 30 years ago of what this country was going to look like from 2030 to 2050. And unfortunately, we're not in the picture with this situation. So those that know, that's in the know, is making provisions to do other things. That's my whole point. I'm not going to fight with arms in a losing battle. I'm not going to try to make another provision for my family and my loved ones. And I'm going to take those who's going to come with me and have my same vision. And we're going to go do something else, somewhere else. It was beautiful.
Well, you said,
I was here, but it's time to do other things now. That's all I'm saying.
I meant to your thing, but you got to tell me when you say we're going to leave and do something else. My point is, and for the listeners that's listening to you now, because we're trying to help out.
Okay, I agree with
it's
you.
It's like you saying, where would you leave at? I mean, where are you going to go?
That's
so
when you have
know.
To do your own research. It's not a cut and dry situation.
Okay, hold on. That's what I'm saying.
It's something where
that's
we,
what I'm saying.
You got to do your own research. You got to be on
okay, I'm good. Okay, that's what I'm saying. You haven't really figured out where we should go. We haven't figured out. Now, my thing is this.
No,
I'm not trying to tell
you. In this world, there's no foolproof plan. You have to decide what is going to be best for you. Like right now, listen, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. People who's buying property. If you don't have sense enough to know that you're not going to buy a property and pick up your family and move to Tornado Alley, where they just had 250 tornadoes in the last year, then I can't help you. That's on you. You have to do your own research on where you move it to. You got to deal with Mother Nature and geographical stuff. You got to do it for the best for your family, like we did in ancient times. We wasn't living next to no volcano because we knew. We don't know now. We just pick up all the property, shoot, and we going to move there. You don't even know you're moving to Tornado Alley. You got to do your research.
It's about research, and I'm agreeing with you when it comes about research. Now, again, we know you out there and understand. You've been in New York. You hear all these different schools of thought. I'm going to bring more people in because that way I got control of again and bring everybody back in that. Mary Jane Tony, let me find her. I got to be quiet with the noise. The noise is too loud, y'all, and it's making echoes for me. Okay, now New York, you in a tough state. Now you got all kind of black factions up there. You got the Hebrew Israelite, Moorish Science Temple.
All of that.
You got black Muslims. You got all this stuff. All this stuff. Each one of them are battling for some type of. But we seem to have to realize if this is supposedly our land. I mean, let's go on that premise for a minute. This is our land. We've been told this. Everybody's been believing this. Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad. What's the purpose of listening to these guys then? When it comes down to the get down, then they must be lying. It's the way I'm hearing from most of y'all. It's like forget that we can really do something because now we can't do nothing. It's like everything's oblivious. Now I'm not saying that what y'all saying ain't right, but America's a little bit kind of a strange place, everybody. You know, it got a strange lot of stuff that goes on, and I know no one's addressing the fact that this man made this speech in 1993. Let's look up all the blacks that was in Congress. That's why I say accountability has a lot to do with it. Of course, Ongoni's right that nothing's happened because the people we put in, we're oblivious to what they're doing up there. So she's absolutely right. We don't even make accountability to the people that we claim we voted for through the bloodshed of Selma, Alabama, Mississippi. I've been hearing this shit for how many years? The Mississippi and the Freedom Rider got blown up. And then when it's time to really get involved with this, then no one actually, the GMO thing, brother, I'm going to ask you a question. If you had an opportunity in New York State to stop GMOs, and some person made a bill, say, you know, if all y'all jump on this, y'all can make that bill. Regardless what you believe in, if it made you have a better system of your food, let's just take that one simple thing. Would you not go along and vote for that if it would save your food system?
Of course. New York is all on GMO. You got Whole Foods and everybody. You got, but it's split up. You got the mentally dead who's going to go to Pathmark or Price Shoppers or whatever they shopping, and they're going to continue doing their Walking Dead stuff. Then you got those who's listening to, I'm going to throw this guy's name out there. He's a white guy. He's progressive. Gary Noll, and they trying to do progressive things mentally. Like, they going out, they seeking it. So, yeah, I would be with that. I'm actually a part of that.
Okay.
I eat healthy. I'm trying to do a vegan diet. So I'm not saying that's not there. It is there. It's there. But my whole point is we losing the scriptures. Can I just want to make one point with the scriptures? Because we talking about everything else. But let's cut to the bottom line with the scriptures. Sodom, Gomorrah, and let's cut to the harlot. We all know. We read the Bible. Everybody knows that America is the harlot. What does it say about the harlot? They're going to be looking at her while she's burning, and other people from their countries is going back, and they're going to be like, wow, it was a beautiful ride here. We had fun, but it's over. And the people that's stuck here mentally, they're going to be stuck here, and that's just what it is. Right. It is what it is.
All right, let me get some more people involved with that because, again, this is what a think tank does. Now, after this, if you're truly into thinking, analyzing, researching, you take what all these people have said and start developing solutions within yourself. Because you're hearing solutions within yourself to help you help yourself. So I agree with all that. So I'm not going to put that on every that one individual because that one individual speech should. But my only problem is, though, we do a lot of implicating. But when it comes down to a phone call, y'all, when it comes down to, I mean, let's just see if it works. You know, there's one thing to say. I know the UN could kill us. I mean, they can kill us right now if they really wanted to. Let's be honest with that. Let's not be that naive. They really want to. They can do it. But because we're consumers and they need a consumer-based people, they're not going to kill everybody. Okay. They're only killing when necessary for the resource, which will be in Africa and other Asian and other countries. But let me get more people involved. Now, I'm asking y'all, when a person talks, let me figure out who it is, and I'll let you talk. The next person who was talking, I will bring you in second. So let me go to this one who's been sitting here, 60639. You back in.
Thank you. I was just getting ready to tell you that they've made application in Detroit for the United Nations to pay 50% of the people in Detroit's water bills because they can't pay them. Now, I'm telling you, all this talk about America and all of that is finished. This is the North American Union.
Hold on. But I understand that. You understand that, and many of you understand that. But I'm saying is, once that we got this understanding, we know this now, the next step is many of you at different age levels. I could die before some of y'all on this call, and some of y'all are real young. Are you going to just wait on them to kill you because we've been warning you, or are you going to start strategizing some type of form? Now, Rome was destroyed within, but it's going to take some people within. Now, I want y'all to do the research because it seems like when I say things, I'm going to bring more people on to validate. Yes, she is right. We did not talk about a few things because they didn't have time, but we need to talk about it. We don't need him to tell us how to talk about what's going on to us because he really ain't black. He's white. So he has no idea.
Said he has a little black hair.
When he said, I said, whoopee doo. He got a little head, huh?
Yeah.
All righty then. Hey, Dry Bones, can I read the speech?
He's a white man.
Can I read the
speech? He had to do
minutes.
Not the whole thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know,
I volunteered, but that's okay. It ain't that long.
He did it earlier.
Hold up. What say?
She missed the show. She missed the show earlier.
We did the speech. That's why I just said that. The speech was done already. Yeah, the speech was done first.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the speech was done first. That was done first because that's what I've been telling people. The man did his part. Our people didn't do their part. Our congressional black caucus. did not do. They ain't no but see nothing. Our Congressional Black Caucus did not get on that man's jock strap and say he is absolutely right for being.
But that's not gonna change anything. That's the past. It's already been done. What are we gonna do now?
That's your opinion.
He has a plan, Donnie. He's putting together something. What I like about... Hold on, y'all not getting it.
I will let you talk. When I finish making a statement, then y'all can talk. But I told y'all, that going in on each other, that's disrespectful to everybody. I'm saying, y'all think about what the man said. He did his part. He did his part. You ain't called Jesse Jackson. You ain't called none of you ain't called Sheila Jackson out of Texas. Y'all be talking like y'all wanna, but did you call somebody?
Hey, Dorian, say it, buddy.
Did you call somebody?
That's
I'm
right,
y'all talking about what y'all did. You didn't call a goddamn person. All y'all doing is criticizing, but you don't call nobody.
Exactly.
And then you wanna say what's going on. The people, let me tell you something, since you don't know history very well, it says good, bad things that happen when good people watch.
Do nothing.
So I'm not going to let nobody come on the show and make it sound like it's a hopeless case. Then you kill your goddamn ass then, if it's hopeless.
Who
if it's
said it was
hopeless, kill yourself. If it's
who
that
said
hopeless,
it was-
kill your damn self. Now, I'm
yes,
telling you to listen up. You start thinking a little bit. Taking some action. Have you called anybody? That's the question I'm going to ask everybody. Who have you talked to say what's really going on? You don't do that. But then you want to get on people. The reason why people are beating us, because they got constituency. I see the Asian constituency. I see the, the Arab constituency. They just as poor as us. But somehow they got a system going on that they can make some money together.
Money.
Now, I'm not going to let nobody who ain't seen the higher chambers tell me some shit about what they've been doing, and I know you ain't been doing it. All these brothers and sisters out here talking, we got people trying to do something. You burning young people's minds by saying everything's negative. Then you got shows talking
exactly.
about all the horror. Oh, what horror?
Exactly.
Oh, what horror? You don't know.
Oh, so this is
Everybody got a heart. Now I've been hearing people for over 25 years. In 25 years, all black people do is tell people what they can't do. Go ahead then, Kimball. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Oh no, I'm just agreeing with you, brother. I'm tired of talking. I agree with you 100%.
And no matter who you bring on here, no matter, I mean, why are
everybody
we listening to YouTube then? Why are we listening
ain't
to YouTube?
Ain't nobody come on the show without being tore up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's shit is weak. If I were to tell you, everybody's shit weak then.
Are you addressing this to me?
Nobody's talking to you, Ingoni. Quit being on a me person. I'm talking to everybody.
Thank you,
Ingo. This is universal.
Please.
This is universal. It's not about you. You one person. It's about all
Thank
of us. You ain't been
well, that was the reason
you.
Why I
you
asked.
One person. And one person, now you don't have to ask that because I ain't that shallow. I'm about the whole. That's why I call Dry Bones Connection. Dry Bones Connection means a kaboom. It says with an S. I know etymology very well.
Oh, my God. You're
and
getting
what
very
happens is, what happens is we always want to attack people. Now, I do some attacking when necessary, but I also analyze and say, you know what? He might be right. And some people, all who know me, I will say, they're right, I'm wrong. I'll say it. I don't have no problem. But right now, we are in a think mode. We want to hear ideology of what y'all been thinking. That's why I asked him. He could not talk for all of us about our... Man, black folks have got so many divisions. Y'all can stay on. Those of you who are we're about to cut off in a minute, stay online. This is going to be hot. Y'all stay online. We'll go over. I'm going to stop talking, let y'all open up the mic. Because we need to come up with some ideology. We got people in place. Now, Dr. Carl Anderson was just in Washington. Again, he said, if we're going to win, you got to put people, let's think about it. People that you want to perceive your ideology, you put them in place to represent you. What has happened is we lost those people. They've been lost since the 60s. since the 60s, we lost all our politicians, probably before that. And
yeah,
these guys got up there and, these guys got up here and done nothing. When a guy came up last week and said something serious, he said, the black movement is almost a disgrace. Everybody should look up to it. Everybody's the one to look model the civil rights movement. They're modeling over in Korea. But when we look at the reality, I'm asking everybody, you want to, this is a white man who gave everybody, he didn't have to do it. He wasn't probably even know what he was, I don't even know what he was doing that, but he did it. And now one of our leaders, just even the Moors who are out there talking this, this should shut a lot of people up. It should shut a lot of people up. This man went out there. Now, you're talking all this stuff, everybody. I'm asking you, what do you suggest? Or should we just wait for the food stamps to end or wait for everything to end and just die out?
Can I just say one thing, Drybone, because you're going on and on. You're getting very emotional with this. The situation is very simple to play.
Politics is what politics is.
I just want to say one thing. Politics is politics. You can get the most grassroots person that's in your community, and he's running for congressman or whatever office he chooses to run from, and give you lip service all day and be with you. The minute he gets elected, the whole program changes. They approach him and attack him and take him into another sorority where he forgets all about you. And that's just what politics is, period.
Okay. Now,
so
I just
you're
said
saying
that.
If it was bad since the 50s, once you get in the office, they're not letting you do what you plan to do.
Time. We did not say that. Anybody been listening to us for years, I said, if somebody is trying to do something for you and you put them in, that's why the Tea Party is now taking over, because they kicked out people who don't do what they want. Period.
But it's their house, Jarbone.
We
don't have no chip.
Black people have
we don't
we
have no chips, like Austin Maddox said. We don't have no chips in the game, bro.
But all I'm saying is this is why we don't do it. Because look at Charles Rangel just won again. After all these times, brother, you from New York, let me bring you back in. How could you even, y'all can't even talk.
Can I remind you something about Charles Rangel? Charles Rangel was the one who sponsored a bill to bring back the draft. You know, just because people look like you, that don't mean nothing.
I thank you. I know that. I put him on the draft. He's been on my website for years about that draft bill. This is not even new to me, really. I'm just having to absorb. I told somebody a long time ago, I said, you know what? It's so strange because when you're 10 years ahead of somebody, not that I'm better, but just by being exposed, and then now they catch up, and now you're another 15 years away now. Because you do see that if they don't wake up soon, it could be a total catastrophe. I'm not saying that y'all not making up, but I'm saying, though, you can't tell me a lot of stuff if you ain't really trying to make moves. This earth is never going to be without people. That is stupidity.
Well,
101.
That's the question.
They're not going to blow the whole earth up. They might. One thing to be sure of, no one can prove anything that they're going to blow the earth up or anything. All we know is they're using fear tactics. And let me get some more people in, because I want people to start thinking tonight, like he said. I like what he was saying. Let's think for a change. Let me get 4426.
But you don't want
that.
Can I,
four,
can
four,
I
two,
say
six.
Something?
Hey, what's up? What's
all
up,
right
Brother Drybones? This is Tony.
Go ahead, brother. You next to McKee. You next.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to this whole show. I've been holding my peace pretty much the whole show. I've just been a student tonight, just listening to Jim, you know, say what he had to say about the tax and the IRS and, well, not the IRS, but the Federal Reserve. But it's one thing that just really, I guess, you know, wanted to get on the show is when, and no disrespect to the brother from New York, no disrespect to Akilah or, you know, Ngoni, and none of you guys that are online, Will, none of you guys that are online, but the thing of it is when are we going to learn? The brother earlier was talking about, the brother from New York earlier was talking about doing what's best for your family. Don't you know that we all are family? This is how they separate and divide. I told you guys weeks ago, but you wasn't listening on the show. I said the very word Africa comes from a Latin term. Everything in this English alphabet is from Latin. They got y'all thinking that, you know what I'm saying, this English language. The English language comes from Latin. Africa comes from Arabic, which means separate. And that's what they are doing. So every time you say something about, oh, well, you know, we got to do what's best for our family. It's, you know, no, we are. We got to realize that we are family. And then the brother said something about do your own research. When you do your own research, you'll come to find out that this is what we got to do. You know, excuse me, but I have better respect for the brothers Yusuf L., for the brothers True Freeman, for the brothers Jonah Bay, all of those brothers, because at least they're doing something. They're not armchair quarterbacking talking about what we got to do. This guy, Jim, that was just on the line, trafficking, at least he did something. You know, we all sitting back talking about, oh, you know, holding hands, talking about, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to, you know, where the fuck we going to go? When you think about it, where you going to go? This is the last stand right here. You know what I'm saying? This is the last stand right here. So we have to realize that our numbers is what's important. We have to put all this BS aside about this religion, about, oh, you know, these brothers selling wolf tickets. These brothers, you know what I'm saying, they dropping knowledge and they charging people and they doing it. At least them brothers doing something. You know what I'm saying? We got to put all of that aside and we got to put all that stuff aside and we got to come together. And then we're going to continue to get our asses kicked until we decide that we're going to come together and we're going to do something. We're going to make a change. And regardless of what it is, if you stand on something, then you don't fall for anything but stand for something. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, I'm just going to leave it alone. Cause
I'm on your tip on that, but then again, like I say, everybody, if you're going to start talking about just the age of knowing and thinking, then we have to analyze everything. I mean, I'm not saying who you mentioned is good or bad right now, because right now we at a standstill that no one has all the answers, obviously. That's obvious.
No, nobody has all the answers. No, I agree with you 100%. Nobody got the answers.
Yeah, I'm not. So all we're trying to say is we're going to have to grab as much as we can. Now, each state going, New York State is almost obliterated with new world order laws. I mean, that's why I can't understand why they're so happy about what's going on in some cases. I'm on Facebook all the time, and you got a bunch of people who are believing in all this, and I try to be understanding because if I'm one way, then I'll be told, oh, you one way thinker. Y'all heard that before. I'm a wall. You think just one way. So you open yourself up to thought, and you find out that what people are going through. And I noticed still, and I'm going to say this again, you remember, and I brought this to your attention, I'm going to still bring it to you, and I said that there was a bill about GMO. Did not take much. Now, I don't advocate trying to be like Jonah Bay and because basically they're doing the same thing. They're still operating the system regardless of what anybody says. You're not out of the system, everybody. Unless you are going to leave this country and go to some socialist country. That's why we had the show about government. People, why don't y'all look up the definition of these governments so you know what you actually are in? That's one thing he said in here. I don't think we know what we're in.
You're in the North American Union.
He said communist. He said communism. And then you've been told communism. So the basic thing is we have to learn how to fight out of communism. How did you defeat capitalism?
Can I
you
say
gotta look
something?
Up other programs. Go ahead.
Can I say
go
something?
Ahead, Cuba.
Thank you.
Cuba, go ahead. Tell us about communism.
Well, thank my parents that they decided after living from 59 to 68, they said, we're getting the hell out of here because it's terrible. But this keeps on coming to my mind. His speech, I have not gone over his speech, okay? So I'm ignorant in reference to his speech. I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a bad man or that he's, you know, that he's for this, for that. But what about if he is an agent?
I don't know.
Because he didn't, when we asked him about, you know, somebody asked him about what do you, I think it was you, said, what do you think the black people should do? And he went around and around.
But hold on. Let me stop right there. You know what? You can't do that. You can't do that. That's foul. I'm blowing the whistle, foul. You can't do that. That's not that man's responsibility. Just like you guys said earlier in the show, he's one man. So when the question was asked, what did he think about, you know, the blacks in the community, what they're doing, the Moors, and, you know what I'm saying, the people wearing the fezes, I was right there listening to Dorian when he said that. You can't say that man is doing what he thinks needs to be done with the Federal Reserve. You know, it's not his job to sit and include everybody, you know what I'm saying, because he's one person. So that's up to the Morris brothers. That's up to everybody else to do.
I understand that he's been part of the government, okay? So he gave a whole roundabout. With me, this is what my mind is thinking. What about